بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله ملك السماوات والأرض to Allah Ta'ala belongs all that is in the heavens, all that is in the earth. This verse is repeated in the Quran Sharif. Sometimes وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Sometimes وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ But this is oftenly repeated in the Quran Sharif. When it's repeated, it is being repeated with a message. It is not repeated just for entertainment, just for you to pass through it. But it's repeated once, second time, third time, and again it's repeated. So the perfect and the complete reason is known to Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala gives some minuscules of that teaching to His servants, minuscule, little bit, for which we begin to boast and bloat. But in respect to the glory, the greatness, the majesty of the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, what we got is just a minuscule. وَمَا أُوْتِيْتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا So the reason that comes to mind is that you must accept this, that this belongs to me, everything. There isn't a leaf or something that is even smaller, مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ, the size so small that it's hardly visible to the eye, so small it is. Just a small, tiny grain, imagine, tiny grain. But everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Nothing is out of His kingdom. It's His. So first you are required to believe in this, accept this. And the belief requires a certain type of behavior. That you believed, and the belief requires a certain type of response. Like Quran Sharif says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا Whatever happens to you, right? فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ Whether it happens to you, or it happens around you, the earth, whatever happens, has been decreed. All has been decreed. Nothing is out of His decree. Nothing happened just coincidentally. Nothing happened just of its own. Everything has been decreed, has been recorded, and it's happening per His decree. But then what is the expected response? لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا أَتَاكُمْ The expected response is that you don't get into depression because of your losses that you incurred. So you don't get into a depression, don't get into a despair. I did this, but I didn't get anything at the end. A businessman feels that I made this investment, but it was a pure loss. So it creates a lot of depression, agony, grief into him, right? Why I spent so much, what did I get at the end? لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ If you incur any loss, then don't get into a despondency, don't get into a despair, don't lose yourself, don't. وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ But by the same token, when you have gained something, then don't bloat and boast about it. So, insan, he falls into one of these two categories. Either he gets into a depression and despair, or he bloats and boasts about his achievements, what he made. Keep talking, you know, I bought this investment for 2 and I sold it for 5. So he'll keep talking about it. as though it was his own personal achievement, not realizing inna zalika fi kitab, all this is been recalled. Doesn't bloat and boast, nor does he fall into depression and despondency. One person is looking for a job when the time when jobs are not available, so with difficulty he finds a job. What is the job description? He must be the butler and the cook for his boss. So he's looking at the salary, very paltry amount, and he tries and understands his work description that he's going to be the cook. So if he's going to be the cook, obviously his home arrangements are going to be done, because he has to be there at all times, morning, lunch, supper, whichever time the boss wants him, he's going to be there. He says, alright, housing, that's all covered. Then he's thinking to himself, alright, if housing is covered, what about the food? So he's trying to work the whole maths in his mind. I'm going to be the cook, then obviously he's going to eat, then he'll leave something, you know, there's going to be something, some scraps, something that will be left. Mera kaam ban jayega, I will be able to see myself. So he made all his maths and all his, he did all his workings. So he's getting into the job with this expectation that I won't have any overheads, any expenses. I'll get in for a pure profit. That money, although it is small, I will send it home. So I will see to this work, and whatever the gainings I will send it home, so all will be squared. Now he started off the job. Obviously, when he started the job, so he had to do it very well, so that the boss allows him to continue with the job. Otherwise, he can say, no, I terminate you. See, the food is not up to standard, not up to check, it's not up to mark. So I can terminate your whole job. So anyway, as he prepared the food, you know, in this elite class, then the one that has prepared the meal, he will serve. He will have a special clothing, and he will serve as well. Like you see in India, the one that is inviting you, or he is arranging the meals, is serving the meals, he's got a certain type of a dress, right? Got a turban now, big long turban he's got, and when he will be entertaining you, he'll come, salam, babu. So, he'll show that lot of respect. See? So, with all the respect, and all that clothing, and all that, and he presented that food. So, he has to scoop out the food into the plate of the boss. Scooping it out, boss is really enjoying it, because for several days he didn't eat so well, eating it. And then as he finished, now the cook is thinking, alright, I can still get some things, you know. So no, or zara bedo, give me some more. You know, because they eat some more biscuit, some more. Not happy with the first helping, some more. So he gave some more. Now, when he gave some more, still not satisfied, not fully satiated, not fully satisfied. See, this expectation, what we are talking about is a man's expectation. So now, the boss tells him, alright, you know what? Mizra. See, the pot normally in Urdu, normally they say Kaaba Sharif. You know? So they use some respectable word, Kaaba Sharif. Right. So he says to the worker, "Main zara Kaaba Sharif mein jharu de do. I'll sweep the Kaaba Sharif. Give me the pot so that I may sweep the Kaaba Sharif. In other words, I will clean the whole thing up myself." Now that worker is thinking, "Hey, all my hopes are dashed. Whatever little hopes I had that I'll do something, you know, something, whatever is stuck on the walls. This man, he smashed all my hopes." So, in that feeling of despondency, he raised the pot. See, you know, in those days, you're cooking under cold, you see. So the under of the pot will be black. So now, the servant, he raises the pot, and he takes up, he shows the boss the under, you know, the under of the pot. He shows it to the boss. So he says to the boss, "Oh, acha, oh, zara Hajar Aswad ka bhi bosa le lo." All my hopes, all everything have been smashed. Now the under, the bottom of the pot is black, so like the Hajar Aswad, you know. So even you can enjoy this as well. But where did this come from? It came from expectation. See, so the Quran Sharif is saying, لِكَيْ لَا تَأَسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا أَتَاكُمْ. Everything has been decreed. Why? That you don't become despondent over your losses, over the constriction, the losses, whatever you have incurred. It had to happen, happened, right? At the time of the problem, you feel a little bit indifferent, right? Someone passed away. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. At the time this thing happens, you feel. You're a human being, so you feel a little bit of pain. But Allah Pak is forewarning you that it's going to happen. So when He's forewarning you, He's preparing your mind. When He's preparing you, your mind, it's easier for you to be able to accept this. Just imagine if there was a mountain here, right? And they had to cut a road into that mountain. So they'll have to dynamite, right? Because they're cutting a road through the mountain, so they'll have to dynamite. So in the dynamite, there'll be a huge explosion, big sound. But they'll let the residents and the people around, let them know, and ask not to be near, that keep a distance, and they let them know that there's going to be a dynamite, so there's going to be a huge explosion. Let's expect this to happen. So now there's two types of people that are around at the time of the explosion. One is a person who is forewarned, he knows about this is going to happen, and the other person doesn't know anything about it, right? He doesn't know anything about the explosion. So I ask you, both response will be the same or the response will be different? The response will definitely be different. He is forewarned. He's told in advance it's going to happen. So we'll take it in its breath, right? But that person that didn't know about it, it's possible he may just get a shock. Right? He may just collapse. He may just faint with the shock, right? Why, he didn't know about it. So Allah Ta'ala, in His mercy, in His compassion, He's forewarned you. It's going to happen, right? لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. You came to this planet world, earth, it's going to happen. Sometimes it's for you, sometimes things are against you. Sometimes to your advantage, sometimes to your brother's advantage. It's not going to be all the time for you, and not all the time for your brother. So you will have your fair share, your brother will have a share, everybody will have a share. Everybody comes, joins the line, he takes his share and he goes. And you have a fair share even in problems. It doesn't mean that you only have a share in comforts, but in problems also. You know, when you're traveling, then traveling teaches a lot of things. A lot of things it teaches you. You hear about people that are very, very, very wealthy and the problems that they go through. I got all this thing here, but I got a domestic problem, I got a business problem, I got my wife problem, my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, my grandson. You know, the traumatic, really, they're so consumed in that problem. When we see them, you say, "Hey, man, he's playing around in wealth, man. He's swimming in wealth. He's so wealthy, he's so good, right?" But we don't know exactly, precisely at the time that he's got all that wealth, the type of trauma that he's going through. Problem is, hey, tomorrow the court case have to appear. Imagine all the wealth you've got, but you have to make a court appearance, right? Then perhaps your name and your photo will appear in the media, right? Then all the wealth that you've got, and then you caught for fraud, or something you caught for, what happens to you? You say, "Hey, but hey, what happened? What happened? You go to the masjid, what happened?" Now you have to make up a story. Either you hide away from people, make up a story, think, "How must I protect my reputation, my respect?" But you see, you feel like that, that I got it now, I got everything. So that is why the dua that the Quran Sharif will teach is most comprehensive and most perfect. See the kafir when he's standing in the plains of Arafat, right, in the pre-Islamic days, right, when the Hajj was open for everybody, kafir, Muslim, everybody to be open, paganism before Nabi Sassam. So when they would stand in the plains of Arafat, they will say, Rabbana atina fi dunya. Allah, just give it to us in this world, just give it to us. So they're not saying, they're not specifying. So what they're asking for, they may get, but that may be loaded with problems. You've got the wealth, but the wealth came with problems. You got wealth, now there's someone that's envious, someone making jadu, someone is sending some things for you, right? So they're not looking at you like how they used to look at you. So you asked, you got it, but you got it with all its problems. You got it. You got the wealth, but with all its problems. Now you got wealth, right? So now you are relaxed and comfortable. So you're leading that type of life. You're leading that type of life, luxuries, etc. And your children that are being born, they're not healthy as a normal person because they're living all in comforts, in a lot of luxury. So they're not using themselves. And they're not using themselves, they're not as strong as the normal person. So you got it, but it came with the price. See? So people don't understand. They feel, no, this wealth is the thing. So that's the ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. This is how the kafir thinks. ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. I just get it. I got it, I'm running, I'm moving. He doesn't realize that it comes, but it comes with a price. So Allah Pak, in His mercy, He teaches us, right? مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا. That Allah Ta'ala give us good in this life and give us good in the hereafter. Now, the wording of Allah Ta'ala, there can't be any wording better than the wording of Allah Ta'ala Himself. So give us good. So when it's going to be good, and it's going to be good in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, will it have any problems? When Allah says, I've given you good, so it'll be good for you, it'll be good for your children, it'll be good for your wife, it'll be good for your friend, it'll be good for the surrounding, it'll be good for your time, it'll be good for the time after you. So good all around. See? So that's why it is most prudent to ask Allah Ta'ala in the wording of the Quran Sharif. If you don't know the exact wording, then the translation of the same wording. But the wording of Allah Ta'ala, use Allah Pak's wording. Bana fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. Your wording may sound good. But obviously, where are you and where is Allah Ta'ala? Your limited, weak intelligence and understanding, limited, weak, deficient. Allah Ta'ala, perfect, complete, no deficiency at all. So there can't be a word that is as perfect as the word of Allah Ta'ala. So it'll be good for you now. Right? You've eaten it in those days when we were in India, you know. So an Arab Jamaat, they came to Nizamuddin. So they'll have two different dastarkhan for the Arabs, foreigners, and for the locals. So for the Arabs and the foreigners, it'll be a little bit of better standard because they're used to that standard. Locals are used to a lower standard, so they give them what they used to. And what you are used to, we give it to you. So normally, in the Arab menu, is a very little chilies, hardly any spice. And the local is all fire. Yeah, it's fire, and yeah, it's very bland, right? So the foreigners, they like that type, and the locals are like this one. So then you get Hazrat Shaykh Ahmad Ali, and you get Hazrat Mu'in Amun Hasan. They like it loaded with spice. Chilies, you know, every morsel of eating one chili. So they eat it like this, they eat it so hot. They like that, you see. So now that Arab is seeing, this is what Hazrat Shaykh Ahmad Ali is eating, this is what Mu'in Amun Hasan Rahmat Ali is eating. So I must eat what he must eat. What he's eating, I must eat the same thing. See, at the beginning, now you see the Buzugara, everything. Now you must understand, alright, you got a capacity, they got a capacity. You got a limitation, they got a limitation. You act within yourself. Don't take a high jump. Such a big high jump, you respect them for what they are, but you don't imitate them, don't take a big high jump. So, the Chinese Arab, this is full. There's a lot of chilies in this. Full, in our Zulu language we say, pel. And because in Zulu, in Arabic there's no pe, right? So the pe they made into a fe, full. Full, and this is pel. So same thing, right? So the Chinese Arab, don't take this thing here, this is loaded. No, the sheikh is eating this thing here, I must eat this thing here. Say, sheikh, eat this one here, be duty full. He don't want to listen. He don't want to budge. He's insisting, he must eat that one. Anyway, he ate the thing. By the morning, they ask him, now, how are you feeling? You know, how are you feeling? Everything's alright. Say, full kasir. Back is on fire now. So they got a limit, they act according to their limit. You got a limit, you act according to your limit. You don't go and take a big jump and do what they're doing straight away. Slowly, you try to be like them. But now you have to take a big jump straight away and go like them, and then you can't manage it, then you don't do anything after that. See? So that is why you have to keep a relationship, some communication, some correspondence. I'm doing this, what must I do? How must I do it? Ask today, next week you came, again, slowly in dosages, they are guiding you. They are giving, you are taking. They are giving to you, and you are taking. But you want one shot, and you want to progress one shot. So now, in this plan of Allah that I'm saying, Allah is forewarning us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. One is, as I started, that Allah Ta'ala impresses upon us that it is His. The whole universe is His. When it's His, He's got a right to do what He wants, to whom He wants. Right? To do what He wants, to whom He wants, He's got the right to do it. You don't have a choice. It's mine. I can give someone better intelligence, better home, better whatever. I can do it. You don't have a right to ask why did I do this to which person? Have you got a right? You don't have a right. It's mine. Right? That's not in my namaz. I was thinking. Right? Sometimes the thoughts go in some stupid ideas, you know. One man is, say, for example, he's got a profit margin of R1 million a month, or say R1 million a year, right? So, if he made it to himself, see, I'm earning R1 million, right? And perhaps my whole year expense is about 300,000. Let's say, for example, 300,000, say R500,000. Make it a little bit more, say R500,000, right? So, when I'm earning so much, Allah Pak has given me so much, right? R500,000. Then the right thing is, the other R500,000, alright, at least I must make it, my duty, I must make it, that I'm earning R100,000,000, R1 million a year, right? So the other R500,000, what I must do is at least, I must look after, say, 40 families, right? Because R500,000, right? I must look after 40 families. At least I must give them 40 families, or say, I will give them what say, 5,000 rands. So 40 times 5,000, how much is it? 200,000, right? You're still coming out with 300,000, you still got, and 200,000 you are looking after 40 families. So if the person has got 1 million and is looking after 40 families, right? You got 2 million, looking after 80, right? So forth and so on, right? So you're looking after so many people, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe in the people that are working under you, right? Maybe those that are your family and related, distant and near. Maybe those that need your help, right? Whatever reason they need your help. But you're saying, I'll target about 40 people because Allah has given me so much, right? So I look after so much. So will there be any poverty then? There won't be any poverty. But because we're not doing it like this, we're not sharing. Who gave it? Wallahi. Allah gave it, right? But we're not sharing it. with the people that we need to share. So the government says, no, then you will share it with me. 30% off, class. See, you think you're smart, I'm not going to share, I will enjoy it, I'll go this, I'll do this, and everything else I'll do, right? So you made up your plan. When you made your plan, but you didn't think who gave you. The brains who gave you, the wealth who gave you, the opportunity who gave you, the comfort and the luxury who gave it, who made it possible. You didn't think about that. So when you didn't think about that, so you got that thing now, and you didn't want to share with them, so I said, alright, now you don't want to give it, alright, now you have to give this person by force. He will take it and he'll take it by force. You've got no choice. You've got no choice in the matter. See that? Doesn't it happen? Does it happen or doesn't it happen? Isn't it a reality? Had you had that heart, say, oh man, Allah gave me so much, I'll enjoy, say, half of it, I'll enjoy my wife, my children, everybody. At least from the rest of the half, say 30-40%, I will give to the people around 40. If I got 1 million, in the year I got so much of profit, then so much I will look at. But now we look at it differently. How we look at it? See, instead of spending the 200,000 on those that are needy, those that require our assistance, see, another investment. 200,000 a year, I'll open up another investment. Another one. And in the meanwhile, the plan doesn't end. And then our stomachs, our eyes are bigger than our stomachs. And then we actually get into war. Now we want it, now we will take one facility from this bank, that bank. Somehow force it, make it Islamic. Islamic finance. By saying Islamic, doesn't become halal. Talk, you say Islamic, become halal. Islamic talk. Can it become halal? If it's haram, it's haram. There's no two ways about it. You're going to mince your words and squeeze and... But you know in your mind, alright, what is interest? Interest is simple, in simple man's language, it's a benefit on a loan, right? So I'm taking from this Islamic bank, is he taking any benefit out of this whole thing? It's a benefit accruing on a loan, right? When it's a benefit on a loan, he is taking something from it. So you know it's interest. It's simple, you know, you don't have to give a complicated explanation. No, the stomach doesn't fill. So Allah Ta'ala shows it to you in two ways. One is now He'll bring problems. That the hukumat will say, the government will say, right, I want 30%. Take from this thing here. You can't. And the moment you take it, you take advantage, they put you to the SARS. And everything that you got, everything is gone. So you're forced to give that away. Then your greed is so much, that your greed says, oh, I want to open this investment again. And then again, another opportunity opens. In the meanwhile, whilst you're doing all that, and you hear, hey, that person, he invested in that, and you know, overnight he turned into gold. Hey, man, I lost out, man. How he got it? How I lost out? You're burning with it. But it's a simple plan of Allah Ta'ala by share. The nursery, and the children, the nursery, they teach them, sharing is caring, right? Do we apply it to ourselves? Sharing is caring. All are Allah bucks. Whoever it is, but if they make a plan, if you got a million rand turnover, say profit in the year, then you say, no, Allah gave me so much, and it's a profit, genuine profit, clean profit I got, I will take care of 40 people. I ask you, will there be any poverty after that? There won't be any poverty. No, I say, no, I must get more and more and more and more. Doesn't end at any point. So, anyway, we're talking about Bashiri Sabirin, then we branched off into different areas. So when you have come to this planet, you're going to be tried. Some difficulty, small, big, must happen. It's a railway platform. Someone is jumping in, someone is jumping out, jumping in, jumping out. Don't you see, all the time is happening. Someone is coming in, someone is coming out. Sometimes it's a loss, sometimes it's a gain. Sometimes it's a loss, it's a gain. Life is going, life is coming. Life is going, life is coming. It's going to happen all the time. You can't stop the thing. Can you stop it? I ask you, can you stop it? You can't stop it. Then what's the best thing? The best thing is to do, to conform with the Creator. Whoever has planned the whole thing, right? You move with that flow. The flow of the Creator. Move with the flow of the Creator. He's created the system like this. So move with His flow. If you're going to move with His flow, are there going to be any problems? You did exactly like how He wanted. So he will see you right. However, whatever, this after Zohar, so one Jamaat came here, right? So they say building up a masjid and so much, are we ever going to complete it? So I told him, see, you don't worry about that. Let that be your, the least of your worries. Although it's a big amount, 15, 20 million nowadays, you know, masjid and imam quarters and whatever else you've got, madrasa, everything all attached. So I told him, let that be the least of your worries. But he said, Mawlana, you'll be working, we're living in a world of reality, huh? Not in a dreamland. So I said, I'm talking to you also in reality, not in a dream. So alright, then what should be our work? He asked me, alright, when we're putting up this project, it's so much, right, so extensive, what must be our work? I said, let you be focused on two things. One is your ikhlas must just improve all the time, sincerity. So if your ikhlas will improve, your taqwa will improve. Your trust in Allah Ta'ala will improve. Won't it? Your trust in Allah Ta'ala will improve, and your taqwa will also improve, because you got the consciousness, Allah is watching. I must do it for Allah Ta'ala. I mustn't do it for show. I mustn't do it because, you know, that person built this masjid, I must do better it. I must do it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I want this type of finishes. No, no. This for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I'm going to do it for the sake. So ikhlas must grow proportionately to the building. How much the building is building, how the building is progressing, your ikhlas must grow. As your ikhlas is growing, your trust in Allah Ta'ala is increasing. See? As that is happening and you're seeing that Allah is making it happen for you, then your consciousness will then stop you from any wrong. But Allah did so much for me, then you know, I can't be now then betraying him. I can't betray him. He did so much, he did this. So your taqwa will grow, right? So one is your ikhlas must grow all the time. Number two, your commitment to the service of deen. See, you're getting these contributions, things are coming. Why is it happening? Because people feel that you are committed to deen, right? But just imagine if it is just a feeling that you are focused and you're committed and there's no reality. It will be like the police in Bangladesh, you know. You know, as he was entering the airport there, right, so they got a statue of a policeman with the AK-47, right. What a statue right at the airport entrance. I said, such a good soldier this is. It's just a picture of a soldier, right. Everybody knows it's just a picture of a soldier, right? But has he got anything in him? Got nothing in him. So same will happen to us. It'll be just a picture of deeni work. It'll be just a picture, but there's no reality. Now, I ask you, that soldier there, right? Picture of the soldier there, right? With the AK-47 and all. Right? A small child will go and start pushing that thing down. What is happening? You know, there's nothing. Nothing behind it. So two things must proportionately grow, simultaneously must keep growing. Your ikhlas and your commitment. Hey, Allah Pak did so much. He did so much. He did so much. People are contributing. Why? They think it's deeni work. Hey, I must be committed to this. I must be more and more committed. More and more committed. Let it be a reality. Let it be a haqiqat. Let it be, you know, that it will really be a jannah for everybody. A means of our jannah. A means of our hereafter. So I say, I see a lot of deeni projects. But if they got these two elements, then it's working. But if they don't have it, sometimes that masjid will come up, that project will come up, but there's no activity. A project will come up, but no activity. Kya fayda? It will be like, you know, today's kitchens. I explained that in the morning. You got all the grand tops, everything, all the finish, but half the time they're eating out. Kya fayda? All the machinery, all the granite tops, everything. You're going to eat, have a decent meal, kind of a meal. Well, outside, no, it's going to dirty the kitchen, go outside and eat. Any fayda in that? So, when Allah Pak is giving, then, and you're doing Allah Pak's work, then these are the two things, two preconditions for the acceptance, for the continuity. One is your ikhlas must keep growing, and one is your commitment now. So much, and so much, and so much. I must keep doing, I must do it. And what's my commitment now? I must increase, I must keep progressing in that. Allah Pak tawfiq naseeb kare.